You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was the call of the game brought to you by Nissan. Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. And the possibilities are endless for the Boston Red Sox after a come-from-behind 11-9 walk-off win. You just heard a 308-foot home run.
It was that far?
Yeah. It's the most perfectly placed home run in the history of baseball. It was, according to our guy Brad Foe, the shortest home run by a Red Sox player at Fenway Park in the StatCast era. And it came on the heels of Seydon Rafaela hitting the longest home run of his career a night earlier. He's homered in three straight games. And the Red Sox, they show fight. Whether this is some inflection point, I'm not jumping to conclusions, because if you listen to the end of the Nissan postgame show with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks, Will Fleming was talking about the win, and Will Middlebrooks kept saying, and I loved when he said something to the effect of, yeah, but that doesn't overshadow all the bad stuff that happened today, so we got to remember all that. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, WEEI Afternoons. Lucas Giolito laid an egg, another Red Sox starter that can't get out of the second inning. He did get out of the first, so great for
him. That's putting it nicely, Andy.
Awesome, yes. To the point where my buddy Will Fleming was almost doing a career obituary on the broadcast. Like, I don't know what's going on with Giolito. But the good news is, after we saw Alex Cora last night, kind of questioning himself, questioning the team, questioning where this was going, the mistakes, they're not getting any better, he said.
Questioning his decisions, questioning his life.
Questioning everything. Now we get a walk-off win, which we know in baseball, little things. I've been yelled at, and I've been told that young players can't lead, but I just watched Seydon Rafaela win a baseball game. I don't know if that can be something that they can use as a jumping-off point. But they head to New York, off day tomorrow. They get on a flight later this afternoon. Fun flight, happy flight to New York. Got a day off, and then you got a big one with the Yankees. So what could have been an hour of bitching here on WEEI Afternoons by the hosts and by the callers, maybe we have an hour of optimistic talk about what can this do for a baseball team that really needed this kind of win.
Yeah, the funny thing about that dinger, Ted, is that it was only a home run in Fenway, and as our pal Terp, Justin Turpin, just posted to Twitter, it was not a home run in 29 other ballparks, but that doesn't matter because it was a homer where the fans deserved and needed one today in beautiful conditions. Two glorious nights, sadly squandered by gut-wrenching defeats. Today, the fans are basking in that early summer sun, boys, having glizzies and cold beers. The park was actually almost packed, like completely packed, on a Wednesday afternoon in early June. And the Red Sox, Ted, literally get the luckiest, most necessary home run in the history of baseball. And I'm sure you can attest to, sometimes you just take the dub no matter how you get it.
I guess. If you guys want to be all about rainbows and lollipops, I mean, I'm a little surprised to hear you guys having this this viewpoint. I mean, it
I'm trying, Ted.
I hear you, man. I hear you, brother.
It was bad.
It's really bad. I mean, let's face it. I mean, are you kidding me? They give up four runs in the first. Obviously, Giolito just horrendous. I mean, he's just been awful. And of course, the bats light up, but you cannot bank on that. It is this is to me, guys. This is the lowest point. I mean, we've been trending that way the last couple games, but this is about as bad as it gets right now. And Alex Cora, after his comments last night, he pulled a lever that I was waiting for him to pull, which is basically throwing himself on a sword and saying I don't know what's going on. Like, I have no more answers. Like, the optimism, the eternal optimist in him, and God bless him. I mean, he hell bent on showing up every day to work with a happy, smiley face because of how long the season is and how young the team is and that kind of thing. But after that 4-3 loss last night in extra innings, he just seemed like he was at a loss for what to do. And so today, hey, it's one game. But let's face it, it is one of many games that has really been a really disappointing, underachieving, head-scratching, just horrible season so far. And so, you want to play the Yankees, good luck. I mean, the good vibes you feel from today, that's not going to last that long. And it just – I guess for me, to hear Alex Cora's comments after last night's game, it feels like he's at a point where he really doesn't know. And the biggest bugaboo for this team, I think, is clearly the pitching. And I don't know how you change it, guys.
So we've referenced it a couple times, and there was an interesting evolution of Alex Cora's emotion yesterday. About 2:30, he bounded into the studio at Fenway Park with some energy and was smiles and talked to us and answered all the tough questions. Then they go out and lose, and there was a very different post-game Alex Cora. So let's listen to how he reacted to another gut-wrenching loss last night.
We keep making the same mistakes. We're not getting better. At one point, it has to be on me, I guess, right? I'm the manager, so, you know, I got to keep pushing them to be better. They're not getting better. They're not, you know? We keep making the same mistakes. You know, I'll be very honest about it, very open about it, you know? Like, you get frustrated, but at one point, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? What's going to change, you know? Because we keep doing the same thing. We can keep talking about one-run losses. They're, what, 17, 18, whatever it is, you know? And it's the same thing. So is it effort, preparation, like Duke said? Attention to detail, you know? I have no idea. You know, I watched that game. I was like, wow, you know, this is real. It's frustrating.
Wow, this is real. This is a real bad baseball team. But I'll tell you, Ted, you know, that's essentially Alex Cora calling his team out and calling himself out. That's about as far as he's going to go. I don't think he's ever going to flip over tables and scream. And, you know, we even talked about it yesterday. Do people get sick of hearing the optimistic Alex Cora, the positive Alex Cora? Well, he called his baseball team out. He called himself out. And even though it started crappy and looked like it was going down the road of another tough, embarrassing type loss, they responded. They got the W, right? Like, this is a scoreboard world, and they got the W. So I think if you want to look for optimism, Ted, I think that's the one piece of or sliver of optimism is they got called out, and 12 hours later they won a baseball game.
Let's see what it does. So you know, the lever I was talking about that he pulled was basically, you know, you listen to those comments, the tonality of it was unlike anything you've rarely heard from him all season long. So that's his version of flipping tables and knocking Gatorade, tanks down. And that's how he shows, you know, he's angry, is just by kind of just basically saying how disappointed and that he is in this baseball team. So, you know, look, if you want to validate today, Fitzy, if you want to validate the good vibes from today, then you got to go win against the Yankees in 2 days. And that's the only thing that's going to make today feel good, is if you go win another one and then another one and then put some wins together. Otherwise, this is just a momentary, you know, good feeling. That's it's had a lot of momentary good feelings, but nothing consistent and nothing really to get too excited about.
Yeah, it could very well just end up being like a blip of good vibes, otherwise lost in a sea of bad baseball, self-inflicted wounds, and errors. I mean, the fact that Lucas Giolito came out today and did a Richard Fitz tribute was almost comical. Like, Andy, I don't know if you, like, you know, were following the game on TV, the radio, on your phone, social media, whatever, but, like, there was a sarcastic, self-defeating tone to Red Sox fans on Twitter, just like, oh, of course Giolito came out and gave up six over the first four outs. Like, this guy sucks. This whole team sucks. This season sucks. But fans are like, Arcan was just tweeting out photos of guys that had 11 beers on the Green Monster. Like, people have just turned into Bob Uecker's character from the first half of the movie Major League, watching the Cleveland Indians. Like, it's almost a joke. People have now, what are we, 63 games into the season? People are expecting now, Sox fans and Sox Nation at large, are expecting the Red Sox to find ways to lose games and not holding out hope that they can pull up out of the tailspin, pull out a W from the mouth of defeat, and basically get their fans back into the season. That's a sad state of affairs. And this is supposed to be the optimistic side of Boston fandom post 13 parades, not the fellowship of the miserable pre the curse of the Bambino.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation. We got a little bit of a split panel here. Are we seeing this as a potentially optimistic first step, inflection point, whatever you want to call it? Or does this mask some of the continued issues the team has continued to have today? And Fitzy, you're right. This team has now reached the point where multiple times in a homestand, they're getting mock cheers, Bronx cheers, whatever you want to call them, because they got an out in either the first or the second inning. That's how bad it's gotten that they get cheered for doing very simple Major League Baseball type things like just getting an out. And you're right. I do think there's a certain portion of the fan base, and hell, maybe a certain portion of the team, that has begun to almost expect negativity, expect errors, expect misplays, expect things to go sideways. And I do think it's also interesting, Ted, that not only do I believe that Alex Cora was calling his team out, I think it's also very interesting or poignant, whatever you want to call it, that he included himself in there. And I think that's a little bit of a, if you guys care about me, if we have the relationship I think we have, I'm a relationship guy in that clubhouse. If you guys care about me, then you guys got to start doing better, because at some point, this all falls on my shoulders and costs me my job. So if you guys love me, go win a baseball game. Go make some plays. Go do good things.
That is what the modern day coach is trying to create. Mm-hmm. Okay? The modern day coach, you even look at it in the other sports. And I think Vrabel to some degree with like a Stephon Diggs. It's like this agreement, this understanding is, bro, I'm a new age coach. I'm a player's coach. Right. I will have your back, but you have to have my back. And what does that mean? That means staying out of trouble, doing the things the right way, being a pro's pro, giving me your best effort. And that's the kind of, without it, you don't sign a contract saying that between the coach and player, but that's the kind of the understanding of today's coach and player relationship, especially in baseball, especially with Alex Cora and his personality with this young team. It's like, look, guys, I'm going to give you a chance to figure it out. I'm not going to be, throwing guys in and out. I'm going to give you, if you're struggling, I'm going to give you a little bit of time. I'm going to have your back in the media. I'm going to always cover you. But in return, this is what I expect. And he's not getting that return on what he's of this deal that the modern day coach makes with players. And so that is what is most frustrating, because Alex Cora, the last thing he wants to do, and really he knows there's no good in it, Fitzy, to sit there, yell and scream and put more pressure on these guys. He knows that's not going to get the response he's looking for. And so he's doing it the way I think he probably should. It's just the players aren't holding up their end of the bargain.
We lauded him for coming into the studio or calling us on the phone and being a good dude and being of good spirit. You know, yesterday he was chin up and full of sunshine when he should have been pissed off after the way that they lost the game the night before, squandering eight innings of one-run baseball from his bullpen coming up short 7-6. We appreciate the compete and the fight that they've shown in all three games, but I can't decide right now. Like, I was thinking if we were going to come to air today and they would have gotten swept by the Angels. Losing 2 out of 3 to the Angels, who had lost 7 of 8 coming in, is embarrassing still, nevertheless. Like, losing the series to the Angels when you need to start stacking series wins, let alone just overall wins, is embarrassing. But I was trying to figure out, okay, if they got swept, someone had to go. Like, we were going to demand the pound of flesh. There would need to be a head in town square. Who do we think is probably checking their rent status or their, you know, most nervous of all the coaches on the Red Sox right now? Would it be Fatsy, or would it be, considering how ghastly the Red Sox have been with the fastball, Andy, and of course with these starts, would it possibly be Bailey?
Oh, it's absolutely Bailey. You have, I believe today with Giolito not getting out of the second, it was the 16th start in the last month in which the starter did not get to the fifth inning, I believe.
How many?
I believe 16 in just over a month. It was May 6th or somewhere in
That's
there.
It's a month.
It's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, there's other numbers that we can throw out there. The bullpen has actually, on the whole, been pretty good. The ERA for the starters, not good, and it did not get any better today when you give up 7 runs in 1 2/3 innings. So, absolutely, there is building pressure on everybody in the organization. But the difference is Andrew Bailey doesn't have to do a press conference every day or talk to WEEI Afternoon, so we can't monitor his pressure. Pete Fatsy, we can't see how his tone changes. We saw it from Alex Cora, and it was interesting. As I expected, 617-779-7937. The people have something to say, so let's start things off here with Tim in Connecticut. Tim, what are your thoughts on Red Sox getting an 11-9 win, but maybe not feeling great about it?
Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First of all, I'm tired of people blaming Cora. I'm tired of people blaming Devers. The blame is squarely on management, the front office, the GMs, starting with Heim Bloom and then with Breslow. I mean, they have not built a major league roster. You cannot rely on prospects, and they got a bunch of them in their lineup. You cannot rely on prospects to be competitive. And they also did not build their team around their ballpark. They have a dominant left-handed hitting lineup. I'm really tired of seeing 375-foot fly balls for outs when past Red Sox teams have had power-hitting right-handed hitters that pound that wall. And you don't give a kid a major league long-term contract after 5 games. And you don't give Bello a long-term contract after one half of a good season. And you don't give Rafaela a long-term contract when you know he hasn't been able to hit major league pitching until the last week or so. And it all starts with the trade of Mookie Betts and the plan to build from within. You cannot build exclusively from within. And
their
pitching staff, they're starting.
Thanks for the call, Tim. I get the angst, but as soon as on a short show we start to go to Mookie Betts and get a little big picture, it's off the rails a little bit. And I get his frustration with some of the contracts. I'll tell you the contract that frustrates me, if we're talking about contracts today.
Go for
it. What do you get out of Lucas Giolito in about $40 million over the last couple of years?
I was thinking in the run-up to the show today, like, it's not the worst contract handed out, because Pablo Sandoval and Carl Crawford and a few others would like to...
But it's annoying.
It might be top five. This, he misses a year. He gets paid 20. How'd you like to get paid 20? Let's say you had a cold, Andy, and you had to take 3 weeks off, right? Or like something happened to your voice. How'd you like to get paid full freight to just like rehab your voice?
Yeah, must be nice. And they've done this a lot. Liam Hendricks. They've signed a bunch of these. Sandoval, not Pablo. Yep. Sandoval this year, like they've
rehab
taken
projects, shopping in the bargain bin, brother.
Well, that's what they all the narrative is the same for all of those contracts that Tim was getting worked up about, and the ones that I'm bringing up. You're trying to save money. The reason you signed Rafaela and the reason you signed Campbell is because you're trying to save money in the long run, right? You sign him early. Yep. Oh, we'll get Christian Campbell for 8 years, $64 million, because we think he's going to be good, and that way we won't have to pay him real money down the road. Sometimes, though, if it goes bad with Rafaela, a lot of people don't want Rafaela in the lineup. They actually want Roman Anthony in the lineup, even though Rafaela's been good the last couple of days, or Campbell, who has been abysmal over the last month. If it goes
Someone needs to go to Worcester for a couple days, I think.
If it goes wrong, you wasted $64 million. And $64 million is not nothing. And $40 million for Lucas Giolito is not nothing. So I do think a lot of the criticisms about the management and building this team are fair. And most of them revolve around trying to find more efficient ways to spend their money, I guess, instead of just being the Boston Red Sox, who see a good player, sign a good player. Ted, am I frustrations wrong? Because it seems like they're trying to be cheap and it bites them in the butt sometimes.
That's it, brother. Nope. That's, you got it. You got it exactly right. And I would say this, you know, the Tim mentioned, you know, not enough right-handed, you know, look, not having Bregman in there is a huge right-handed bat.
Yep.
That's not out there. So just, I mean, I think there's, you know, there is some, look, the Bregman injury is a big one. And so that's, they weren't planning on him getting injured. But to your other point, that's exactly what it is, right? I mean, it's the kind of following the Atlanta Braves model. That's what the Atlanta Braves started doing, was when they started seeing these guys just giving a little bit of a flash when they're younger, that may, and this guy might, you know, turn out to be the real deal. Let's lock him in early so that we, you know, we pay now and don't have to really pay later on. So in a weird way, it is kind of, you can almost look at the Red Sox as far as their impatience or let's just say aggressiveness in signing young prospects as a cheap way of kind of doing business. In some respects, some would say it was smart. If they pan out, it's smart. If it doesn't, it looks like stupid and cheap. And so I kind of get what they're trying to do there, but at the same time, you kind of can see some of these guys. I mean, Christian Campbell from a defensive standpoint, doesn't look like he's ready for the bigs, and even offensively. But in Rafaela, he's just up and down. You just never know what to expect. So, again, they flash. You want to give them a bunch of money, but right now, those investments don't look like they've been worth it.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up. How do you feel about the Red Sox 11-9 walk-off victory that felt like a loss for about 8 innings and 2 outs until Seydan Rafaela saved the day? Talking about it here on an abbreviated WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll continue to take your phone calls, but first, we got Dan Ball with What's Trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.